Good morning and welcome to Real Estate Talk. I'm your host, Marian Johnfin, the real estate lady. My apology for starting late because we have to allow, there was a press conference which we allowed to continue. This morning, it's the 18th day of September. We all know what day it is. And we on Real Estate Talk, I would like to take a moment and join the rest of Dominica for a moment of silence, a moment of reflection, because for many of us, it's a moment that really hit us to the core, and really we had to reflect today. So we'll take a moment of silence in honor and in reflecting Maria. We take that really seriously and really think and reflect on really where we are and our lives, our behavior towards each other. This morning on Real Estate Talk, because of Maria, after Maria, we hear a lot of resiliency, building better. And I think it will be fitting to discuss this morning, take a look at the laws of Dominica regarding registration of properties on Dominica, and I think it was fitting. Let us start with the law of Dominica. I think the best way is to let's educate ourselves. That's one of the ways that we can begin with resiliency. In order, we need to know what it is and where we're going. So I decided this morning to look at the laws of the Commonwealth of Dominica in relation to real estate. And so this will be my discussion this morning, but I'll be focusing a little about the power of the duty of the Registrar of Title and the mode of reviewing the decision, etc. So we'll be studying that aspect a little bit, and as time goes by, we will engage legal minds to help us understand what all of this means. But today we'll just look at what the law says. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Real Estate Talk with host Marian Johnfin, the real estate lady, the best source for all your real estate needs. Real Estate Talk is aired on the big station, Q95 FM, every Tuesday morning from 10:15 a.m. to 10:45 a.m. Real Estate Talk is talking primarily on all things real estate, commercial and residential. We talk about the real estate market. We talk about the market conditions for buying and selling. We talk about choosing a professional real estate agent. We talk about financing your purchase and finding the right property. We engage the experts with specific roles in the process of buying and selling real estate. Real Estate Talk every Tuesday on Q95 FM from 10:15 a.m. with host Marian Johnfin.
And welcome back. As I said this morning, we'll be looking at the laws of Dominica in reference to real estate. I'm looking at the book, The Law of the Commonwealth of Dominica. In that law book, the volume 9, chapter 56 to 63, published in 1990. The title by Registration Act deals with all issues dealing with registrations of properties. Example, caveats, mortgages, first title, power of duties of the Registrar of Title, and the mode of reviewing their decision, etc. So we'll be studying that this morning, and in looking at chapter 5650. It says the power and duty of the Registrar of Title and the mode of reviewing their decision. Point 138, I hope that's the right way I can call it. One, it says the Registrar of the High Court shall be ex officio the Registrar of Title. So the Registrar of High Court to be the Registrar of Title. So in order to be a Registrar of Title, you must be a Registrar of the High Court. Number two, it says All noting by the Registrar of Title may be done either by his own hand or by the hand of one of his clerks, if such noting are duly signed and authenticated by the registrar. So sometimes you have a title and you see some writing on the title. So the registrar has the authority to write on the title any notings that he can or he seems necessary based on what has to happen. So the registrar has full authority in dealing with titles, registration of titles. The first titles was, I understood, was issued in 1886. And as time goes by, you know, we didn't have much laws, so as time goes by, we had to develop our own laws. And in this book, you have all the points that helps the registrar in carrying out his duty. In point 140, the registrar to obtain direction of court upon request of difficulty. So this talks about if there's a difficulty, the registrar can get seek the court's decision or help in making a decision when that is the case. So in 140 says, the Registrar of Title may at all time take advice, opinion, or direction of the court upon questions of difficulty, even where there are no contending parties, and may request that such advice, opinion, or direction may be given in writing to be preserved along with the papers connected with the issue of certificate of a title, or noting of mortgages or encumbrances. So the registrar can seek advice or direction from the court when there is difficulty in issuing or any title of certificate of title issue to deal with that. He has the right to do that. In the case where parties are aggrieved by the act of a registrar, they may bring a question before the court. So if you have an issue and you're not agreeing with what the registrar does or say, you can bring your questions before the court. I am not a lawyer, but I'm just reading today what the book says, and in the future we will get some legal minds to help us understand this. So in 141 says, of chapter 5650, it says, if any person is dissatisfied with any act, omission, refusal, decision, direction, order, noting, or other complete proceeding of a registrar of title affecting the right of that person to any land or any mortgage or encumbrance thereon, or any caveat in relation thereto, that person may apply to the Registrar of Title to set forth in writing the grounds upon which he proceeded, and thereupon that person may bring any question in relation thereto before the court by summons served on the Registrar of Titles. And the court shall hear and determine the question at issues and give such order and direction thereupon as it may appear just. So you have a right as a human, as a citizen, if you don't agree with a decision made by the registrar in issuing or anything to do with a certificate of title, you have a right to take the matter to court and make your case before the court. In case of error or fraud, the court may compel return of certificate of title to registrar. The system that we are under right now, the system of land registration or registration of title of by registration, it leaves sometimes many opportunities for error or fraud. And if the registrar of title discover that, he can demand a title to be returned. And in that article, it gives in 142, of the title by registration, chapter 5650, it says, in case it appears to a register of title that any certificate of title has been issued in error or contained in misdescription, or contains any misdescription of land or boundaries, or that any noting of any mortgage or encumbrance or otherwise has been made in error, either wholly or as to any part thereof, or that the certificate of title or noting thereof has been obtained by fraud, or that any certificate of title has been fraudulently obtained or is fraudulently retained, he may require the duplicate certificate of title issued from the registry to be returned for correction or to be delivered to the true owners thereof. And if the person so required fails to return the certificate of title or to deliver the same to the true owner, the registrar of titles may apply to the court for a summon, for a summons to bring the person before the court for examination. And the court may thereupon examine the person and may direct the certificate of title be given up to the registrar of title and or to the true owner thereof, or may grant a warrant for searching for or recovering the same, or if the said person refused to be examined or refused to develop the deliver up the title, the certificate of title, or to deliver it up to the true owner, either then or at any time ordered by the court, may commit this person to prison for any term not exceeding 6 months. So if there is a case of error of fraud or misrepresentation, the registrar of title may call you in and ask you to give up the certificate of title that was issued to you and to make correction. And if you refuse to do so, he can apply to the court to have a summon to bring you in before the court for examination or for questioning. And if you decide you are not coming for whatever reason, you can eventually go to jail for not exceeding 6 months, or for about 6 months. So the registrar of title has that authority to call back in or call you in for questioning and call back in a certificate of title. So we have to be conscious of what we're doing, that it is always done right, so you don't have to go through all of that. And the registrar may request the court to cancel the amendment or just cancel a certificate of title. And in point 143, it says, at the request of a registrar of title upon petition or case stated, or in any proceeding respecting any land or in respect of any contract or transaction relating thereof, or in respect of any instrument, caveat, or dealing with land, the court may, by decree or order, direct the registrar of title to cancel, correct, substitute, or issue any certificate of title, or make any noting or entry thereon, and to do any such act as may be necessary to carry into effect any judgment of the court. So the court may give the order to the registrar of title to cancel, to make correction to a title, a certificate of title. And the registrar may require production of certificate of title and attendance of witness. So all of that, when you have issues, he may ask you to bring that certificate of title in and witness to that cause. And the Register of Title may administer oath or take declaration or affirmation in lieu of oath and may correct errors in the Certificate of Title registered or issued and supply entries omitted. That's point 145 in the Law Book of Dominica, which deals with the authority and the power of the title of registrar and the mode for reviewing their decisions. That is in chapter 5650. So the registrar of title has a lot of power and has to be an officer of the court also in carrying out his duty. So we will take a quick break and we will be right back. Stay tuned.
There are two letters of the alphabet that are very important when it comes to building materials, the E and the H. E-H, you know what I mean? E-H Charleston Company, standing tall and above, from the A to the Z of building and all the letters in between. C for cement, D for doors, G for galvanized, R for roof, W for windows, N for nails, L for locks, P for plywood, and for paint, and you can go on and on. If only Maria knew, she would delete the E-H from the very alphabet itself, because E-H Charleston's ready to build back all what she destroyed. Builders who know better than I do, tout ce tibet yaki necessaire to build back better and stronger. You couche la côté E.H. Charles. E.H. Charles and Company, vle encourager you. Dream big. Pas espérer pour les prochains commencer à to build your house.
When last have you been to L.A. Jupini Hardware? That long? Well then, come in to see what's new in stock. Kitchenware, pots, pans, plumbing and bathroom accessories, small appliances, garden tools, a full range of cutlasses, and so much more. Take advantage of our layaway option. Set up a gift registry for that special occasion, or pick up that much-needed item for your home or garden. Come home to quality at our convenient location on Long Lane in Roseau. L.A. Jupini Hardware.
Come home to quality at L.A. Jupini. Swing by for quality.
Real Estate Talk with host Marian Johnfin, the real estate lady, the best source for all your real estate needs. Real Estate Talk is aired on the big station, Q95 FM, every Tuesday morning from 10:15 a.m. to 10:45 a.m. Real Estate Talk is talking primarily on all things real estate, commercial and residential. We talk about the real estate market. We talk about the market conditions for buying and selling. We talk about choosing a professional real estate agent. We talk about financing your purchase and finding the right property. We engage the experts with specific roles in the process of buying and selling real estate. Real Estate Talk every Tuesday on Q95 FM from 10:15 a.m. with host Marian Johnfin.
And welcome back. This is Real Estate Talk. We are just looking through the law book of the Commonwealth of Dominica, and it is dealing with title by registration, and it was published in 1990, chapters 50, volumes 9, chapter 56 to 63. And I was just looking at the function or the duty of the title, the Register of Titles, and it says in chapter 5650 on 21, the registrar, the issue of new certificate of title on transfer and cancellation of a previous certificate of title. So if you sell, you have a piece of land and you sell it, that title that you as the old owner, it has to be cancelled in the place of a new title. So what the registrar do at that time, has to do at that time, the Register of Title shall thereupon demand from the presenter of the memorandum or the memorandum of transfer or the registered proprietor or those acting for him, for example your lawyer, or from the person in whose custody the same may be other than an equitable mortgagee. So you can also present your documents to the Register of Title Other than if it's a bank, then they would have to do that. If you have a mortgage on the property, the duplicate certificate of title, so you have to present that old title, which the registrar of title shall file with the memorandum of transfer. And having satisfied himself to the sufficiency and correctness of the memorandum of transfer, he shall make out in duplicate a new certificate of title to the land contained thereof, of the land contained therein, in favor of the transferee, and he shall, before delivering the new certificate of title to the new registered proprietor, or the person entitled thereto, cancel the previous certificate of title by writing across the registered duplicate thereof the word cancelled in ink different from the writing printed or lithographing of the certificate of title itself, with a reference to the folium and volume of the new certificate of title which is to come in place thereof, and he shall number and mark the duplicate of the new certificate of title to be placed in the register, as well as that to be given to the new registered proprietor, with the proper folium and volume in which the new certificate is registered, and shall also make on both duplicates a reference to the certificate of title which has been cancelled by the folium and volume in which it is recorded. So if you buy a piece of property again, you bring in your document, the memorandum of transfer. You can do so in yourself, you can do so in person, you can do so by your lawyer, legal representative. And if you have a mortgage, then the bank's lawyer will do that. And you bring in that original certificate of title, and the registrar of title satisfies himself that everything is all right, it's correct, and there's no encumbrances, there's no hindrance, everything is clean and clear. He will make a new certificate of title, and he will cancel the old one. He might write across it, or put a line across it and write cancel in ink, or let's say in red ink, and whatever color he chooses. And then he will replace a new certificate of title indicating somewhere that it is from the old certificate of title would be on that. The folium is, and the volume, it would be like a number, and the volume is, it's just the books and where it can be found easily in the registrar, in their system. The other point 22, it says mortgage and encumbrances to be noted on the certificate of title. I guess many of us who have certificate of title will see some writing saying a caveat to this bank or to this person is on that certificate of title. So what the registrar does, he marks upon the new certificate of title the mortgages and the encumbrances on the former certificate which are undischarged. And any new mortgage or encumbrances which may have been added thereto, if any, on the occasion of the transfer, he shall also mark the day, the hour, and when such may appear to the register. To the register of title necessary, the minute of the changing from one registered proprietor to the other, and that date shall be the time of presenting to the registrar of title the memorandum of transfer. The duplicate certificate of title issued to the registrar proprietor shall be an exact copy, and so far as practically possible, an exact facsimile or copy of the duplicate placed on the registrars. So in this case, it will be you have a mortgage, and you see you buy a piece of property from me. That old certificate of title will have to be cancelled, and then the information will be placed on the new certificate of title, and the information of the caveat or the mortgage will be upon that title. For those of us who are going through banks to buy property, you will see that there is a note on it. So there's a lot of stuff, a lot of information in that book. We don't have a real estate law book, but I think in that book gives us a lot of information as to where we are with our real estate development and the law that governs it. Some of it, you know, in terms of your power of attorney, attestation of instrument, dealings abroad, married women, firms, solicitors, and scales of fees. It deals with a whole lot of information in that book. I guess it was printed by the government printery, and I think we can get a copy. We can get a copy there. So I will be doing that and studying that book so that I can be better and better inform all of us as to how we build more resiliently and how we do things much better, because that's what it's all about. We have to have information. I hope very soon that I can get some legal minds here to explain all of this aspect that is in the title and of the titles of by registration in the law book of the Commonwealth of Dominica, chapter 56 to 63, volume 9. Well, my time has come and gone. It's been a short day, so thank you so much for listening to me. I am your real estate lady, Marian Johnfin. I try my best to bring the information to you. If you have any ideas or show ideas that you want me to talk about, or if you have any guests that you want me to speak to, feel free to contact me 225-2121. If you're looking for any real estate properties to rent, to buy, to sell, I'm your real estate broker. Until next time, God bless.